That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, back to work, everybody. Back to work. I finally saw Prometheus. And I was so disappointed. I know some of you still haven't seen it yet. Disappointed. Now, I think the guy I like, who I think is a total fox, is that Michael Fassbender. Do I finally have his name right? Guy's gorgeous. He was the one in X-Men. But here's my problem with the movie. And if any of you are movie producers out there, right, or listening in Hollywood, or film creators, all right, don't make a movie that is medically incorrect, because otherwise I have a huge problem with it and I can't digest it properly. For example, remember that movie Outbreak with the Ebola virus, right? Dustin Hoffman, and we're watching it and then they're showing pictures of kidney cells. Those were not kidney cells. I don't know if they took that from a potato. I don't know what it was from. So I start screaming in the middle of the theater, and, you know, my buddies from medical school are telling me to shut up. But I'm like, no. It's so easy to get a pathological slide of kidney cells. What blows my mind, and I'm not saying this because I'm crazy. I'm saying this because you see the money that gets put into these movies, and they can't ask a pathologist for a kidney slide. They have to make it up. It's insulting, because what that means is these movie producers think we're stupid and that we won't notice a difference. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, who cares? Why are we supposed to care? I care because I'm kind of insulted. I don't go through all that effort making a movie and then put fake stuff out there, making us feel like, okay, we're watching kidney cells get destroyed by the Ebola virus in this Outbreak movie. It's dumb. So with Prometheus, and again, I think the only saving grace is you had that Fassbender guy, because he is just, I think, an excellent actor, and honestly, he should be the next James Bond. When Daniel Craig, I guess, when do they retire the 007? I like Daniel Craig a lot. I think he's great, but the next one should be this guy. I think he's phenomenal, but I'm sorry if this is ruining the movie for you, but one of the characters decides to have a C-section. Now, of course, all right, this is my territory here, okay? This is my thing, okay? Let me see how this is done. And it was the most halfway done medical scene. I think, even though somebody would probably say the scene was cool, the lack of attention to detail and proper sterile techniques, proper anesthesia. And I almost was cringing, because I know the woman should have been in a lot more pain than she was. And that drove me crazy. And overall, I think the movie was just too wet and gooey. You know, when I watch a movie, I like it a little drier. I mean, thank heavens I didn't see it 3D. You could see this flick 3D, you know, and then you probably feel like you're getting splashed upon. But I prefer my movies where the body parts stay on the bodies of the actors and there's less goo and wet. And so my critique of the movie, I mean, if I had to rate the movie, 1 out of 5 stars would be some pixie dust. That's it. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time with a movie that's half-assed. Don't do that. If you're going to spend all that time and money and hype and take 2 hours plus, what are those in the beginning? They're the trailers, the previews. You know, I almost spent 2.5 hours holding my bladder. I had to, because I'm thinking there's going to be something good. Don't waste my time. I am too busy. Too busy. All right, what do we got here to talk about today? Yeah, Rodney King found dead. This was really kind of sad. I mean, he was at the bottom of his pool. No sign of trauma thus far. No drugs found. Oh, no, except just marijuana. But we'll get the toxicology reports later, hopefully in the next week or two. We're also hopefully going to get John Bryson's toxicology results back, which I doubt. John Bryson was Commerce Secretary who had the seizures, remember, and the hit and runs. So we're waiting for everybody's test to come back. Me, no, I haven't really done much. I should probably recheck my cholesterol. I have another birthday. So I'll get my blood work done, and then we'll wait for those tests as well. Now, apparently they have come up with cows that develop milk that have low lactose. Low lactose, which means those of us that are lactose intolerant will hopefully have less gas. So we're excited about
in New Hampshire yet, yeah. And you can receive these emails with the audio in them, and that's kind of like an unfiltered window into the world of activism. I mean, you'll get everything from traffic reports to emergency police aggression situations.
I don't restrict the kind of activism you can do over the line, as long as it is something. So we get everything from we're having this testimony at the State House to I just got pulled over, I got a flat tire, just anything.
Yeah, I get us. So we have Social Sundays happening in Keene, and so if we show up at the location for Social Sundays and it's closed for some arbitrary reason, phone call goes out to Pork 411. Hey, everybody, heads up, this is the new location. And then within seconds of you hanging up the phone, your system will pass the message on. So, I mean, literally, it doesn't take very long at all.
Yeah, that goes out to email instantly. We've got roughly about 400 people on email and mobile phones. It also goes out to Twitter and Facebook. So if you like the page on Facebook or you follow on Twitter, you will get those.
What is it that, how many subscribers are there? This is one of the questions I've had for a long time. I've always just presumed it's a couple hundred people, but I have no idea.
It's hard to tell because there will be duplicates between Twitter, Facebook, and the phones and the email.
Right, but just straight up email subscribers.
Straight up email, I think it's about 400.
Wow, okay, more than I thought.
Haven't looked really lately, but we've got a lot of likes on Facebook. I think a lot of people are following that way. So total amount of subscribers is probably well over 500. It may be even pushing with 1,000.
It's incredible. Now, one of the other things you've done with Porcupine 411 is you've made the system, you know, kind of plug and play for people.
Yes.
There was another guy, I think it was he was in the audience this morning, the activism panel. We were talking about Pork 411 as well as some of the other activism networks, if you will, that we have here. And this guy mentioned that they've got one in Michigan or something like that.
Yes, they do have one. Are they here? Because I haven't met them.
Yes. He's got his hand up there. Hey. Phil, he was on the show the other day. So now, is this something you set up?
Yes, I set the Pork 411 up for the Michigan guys, and I also set it up for John Bush down in Austin.
That's awesome.
And our newest Pork 411 that we set up is down in Phoenix with Ernest Hancock and those guys.
Fantastic. So folks can go to porcupine411.com to learn more about this setup. What else is going on that you wanted to mention about this?
About Pork 411, that's the main thing, is I wanted to people to know what it is, because that's the question I'm getting. The latest news is I am hard at work on an Android app for Pork 411.
Really?
And I
just have a shortcut right now that just quickly dials the number. What would the app do?
The app, what it would do is you hit a widget or a button on your phone, and it will instantly send out your location and start recording audio, or if you have the bandwidth, start recording video. One touch.
Wow, that sounds really spectacular. I'm looking forward to evaluating that.
What I want to do is do the live video stream, or if you don't have the bandwidth, then we can do live audio and upload the video later.
Let's get the keen activist in on the beta on that one. That'll be fun.
You will be hearing about that.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Michael Hampton from porcupine411.com. And by the way, what does this cost for somebody that wants to set one up?
For an activist network, it is $15 a month.
Nice. This is so affordable, so useful. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it let back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition, here with a wonderful studio audience. Thank you to everybody who took the time to come in here tonight and spend it with us, or at least a portion of your night, because I know there's a lot going on all across the campground as night begins to fall. Still some light outside illuminating the beautiful vista of the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely incredible to be here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival Rogers Campground. I think for our fifth year in a row, Mark Edge, it's been great.
Porkfest in general?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, it's always good to see the same old faces, but to see new people as well. I had the chance this morning to ask my favorite question, and I'll probably ask it again whenever I'm on stage. I love to ask people, whoever's in the crowd, who's here for their very first Porkfest. And every year, it's like at least 50% of whatever crowd I'm in front of, at least 50% are brand new to Porkfest.
Peter, I know people used to talk that that's what would give our Army men and our Navy men and our seamen and everybody else, but we don't recommend that. If, let's say, you had premature ejaculation and you wanted to slow that down, okay, and I'm sorry we're just breezing through this topic. Sorry. All right. Come on, it was funny in my mind. Sometimes it's funnier in my head before it comes out. Let's say you have premature ejaculation and we want to slow it down. We don't want you as excited. We'll give you Zoloft, an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, to kind of slow the process down. Now, we have found that those medications also decrease sex drive. It just, I would hate for you as the husband to be on a quote-unquote antidepressant or on a medication to calm down something that's very natural. Now, let's say I was a sex therapist, which I'm not. I would probably make a hell of a lot more money if I was. I'm only a family doc. But if I was a sex therapist, what we would probably do is have you and your wife come up with ways where you could engage together so you could be fulfilled, but she doesn't have to technically go through intercourse, all right? Because we still want the intimacy of marriage. I mean, I would love for everybody to have sex every week if they could. But I understand that when a woman goes through menopause, and I'm sure you guys will hear and probably see pictures of me as I go through stages, the vaginal wall, well, I'm not going to send you pictures of that or post pictures of that, but the vaginal wall atrophies. Now, I don't know how many of you have a vagina who's listening right now, but the wall in and of itself, when you're younger, pretty resilient sucker. I mean, you know, I love looking at construction sites and seeing people's homes built, you know, on the 2x4s and the, you know, the studs and all that, and, you know, seeing how well these walls are put up. I don't think there is anything more structurally sound and more resilient than the vaginal wall. I'm not saying make your house full of that, okay, but very, very resilient until menopause. Once menopause comes on, it just starts to disintegrate and thin and bleed, and it's absolutely miserable for anything to go near there. Now, we talked about why women's sex drives go down, right? No, it's not your fault, gentlemen. It's because, you know, in nature, a woman is, the reason why a woman has sex in nature, right, is not to please the male species, it's to become impregnated. Okay, whether it's a cat or dog or whatever. And when a woman is out of heat, right, or she's of an age where it's really not
2-3 survival plan
from Canada goes.
And they said that it could be a one-time thing, but we're going to follow up with the family doctor, and I was just wondering what your comments would be.
Okay, Phil, thank you for your call. Yeah, seizures in children. Oh, it's scary, isn't it? But it happens pretty commonly. Yeah, I mean, about 3 to 5% from what I remember of children can have seizures, but more commonly the febrile ones when they're younger. I wish you were live because I have a lot of questions for you. I'd like to know a little bit more about what happened. But when you have a child that has a seizure and it's a one-time thing, I wouldn't panic, but I would probably still have a neurologist do an EEG, an electroencephalogram, just to kind of make sure this isn't something like epilepsy or something that's going to be chronic. But we have seen children have seizures, like febrile seizures, for example. You get a high fever, but it happens rapidly, and the speed at which the fever goes rapidly, climbs, could cause a seizure. I think we're watching The Deadliest Catch, and there was a gentleman, I know you all that watch The Deadliest Catch know which one I'm talking about. Remember, somebody's on the ground in the last movie, and it looks like he's seizing, and they say it's dehydration. I think the guy's hypothermic. It was somebody who I think this was the first year on The Deadliest Catch crab boat, and, you know, he was thinking it was too much for him. Then he starts having shooting pain from the right arm down to the right hand. He starts to not feel well, and to me it looks like he's having a seizure. And I don't know if I missed the last episode or if I'm TiVoing it, but I want to know what's going on. But he looks like he's seizing, but I think he's seizing from hypothermia. I think what happened is his temperature dropped too quickly. So when you have these seizures, whether they're febrile seizures or lack of febrility, all right, usually it's a one-time thing, and we just watch the fever pretty closely. If it's due to head trauma, I would definitely recommend head scan. Now, right now they're not recommending anybody with a seizure to get a head scan, but I would say have a really good neurological evaluation. Have her go to a neurologist. They may do an EEG. But, you know, most of the time these seizures, you can get a seizure from, you know, an infection. I mean, if she was older, and I know I shouldn't be naive, a 13-year-old could still possibly do drugs, but I would definitely recommend a tox screen for any other teenagers who have a seizure. You know, or if many of them drink, and then they, you know, there's a lot of teenagers now that are alcoholics, where they drink every day, and if they miss alcohol, they could seize. I'm not saying that's why what's going on with your daughter, but that's something we family docs or we emergency room docs think about. If somebody has a seizure, even a grown-up, you know, when was your last alcohol, right? You know, or did you have any drugs, all right? Did you accidentally ingest the medication? Did somebody slip something into her drink? So a tox screen is very important. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'll have kids that come in and have something wrong, and they're freaking out that I bring up a tox screen. And I say, look, I want to make sure nobody slipped you something. Slipped you a Mickey. I want to make sure nobody slipped something in your drink. You know, and then mom's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. I want to make sure, you know, the kid's looking at me like, oh, gosh, you're going to find something. So I can honestly tell before we even order the test if it's going to be a positive drug screen. But, you know, if you have a parent that's like, oh, there's no way my child does drugs, it's like, no, I'm not worried about your child doing drugs. I'm worried about somebody putting something into their drink. And mom's like, all right, let me do it. I wouldn't panic. You know, the fact that they let her out of the hospital is a very good sign. I would just have a neurologist take a peek at her. All right, great, great questions, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, let's talk about, you sound like a great father. Now, this guy should never win Father of the Year. There's a Northeast Illinois man who decided to use a needle and thread to sew his son's buttocks shut when the son was suffering from Crohn's disease. I don't get this. Randy Swopes, 52 years old, has taken a plea deal, will serve 24 months of probation and 250 hours of public service for an incident that occurred back in January 2008. His son was 14 years old at the time, suffers from Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disorder that causes inflammation to the digestive system. It's a very, very debilitating condition. These people are always in the hospital, always need something to, it's very painful, difficulty for them to gain any weight or keep any food down. But anyway, rather than take his son to the hospital, allegedly, father opted to treat the condition himself and sew his son's buttocks closed. The teen wound up in the hospital for almost a month because of the infection. So the state's assistant DA charged him with aggravated battery. And he could have spent 2 to 5 years in prison, but I guess they got the plea deal and there wasn't enough evidence to convict him. And not enough evidence. Where's the needle in the thread? Where's poor boy? I don't understand why there's parents. Like, I just don't understand. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess people are pretty grumpy. They're losing money on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg got married. That was kind of interesting. He got married in his house in a garden. I would think he would do, you know, kind of the whole, like what Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt want to do. You know, big thing, People Magazine all over. Nah, yeah, he married, from what I understood, his longtime sweetheart. I think he went to school with her. Denise Chen. I got to find her name. I don't have it in front of me because not many people care about the story. But I just think, you know, he married his sweetheart from Harvard. I believe she's a pediatrician. She's the one that, I guess, started that organ donation link with Facebook. And, I mean, they look happy. You know, Mark Zuckerberg's always smiling in these pictures. Do you notice that? I mean, I'd be smiling, too, if I owned Facebook, right? I dropped out of Harvard to do Facebook. You know how many people, you know how many people want to get to Harvard? You know how many people want to drop out? You know how many people want to do Facebook? Right? And everyone's like, does he have a prenup? Does he have a prenup? Donald Trump told us to get a prenup. I don't know. I really don't care. I'm sure both of them are going to do well. I hope they're happy. But that was kind of interesting. We did say goodbye to Robin Gibb. Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees. Remember, he woke up out of a coma few weeks back. It was a miraculous recovery, but he was suffering from colon cancer for a long time, and as well as complications from that. He was in a coma due to pneumonia, from what we understand, a couple months ago. But he passed away this weekend. All right. Whew. Okay, we're going to have a lot to talk about. We're coming up on break, so I can't start a new topic yet, but I will. Don't go away. Now, remember, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. That's probably one of the best ways for me to communicate with you if you can't listen to the show 3 hours a day. And I don't expect you to. That's a lot of Dr. Dahlia. But tweets, just enough bite-sized information. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is the only show where you could call in and ask your medical questions, whether it be live or when I'm not live and I play them the next day, and I give you a fairly competent answer. I don't know any other show that does that. So I think we still have more medical questions. So let's go to the phone lines. We've got Kyle working the dials. Woo! His fingers are smoking on the dials. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where's your smoking fingers, Kyle?
Hi, my name is Tim. My 5-year-old daughter was just diagnosed with hand, foot, and mouth virus.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just wondering if there's anything that you can tell me on how to deal with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if your child has hand, foot, and mouth disease, they're going to be miserable, but they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is exactly what it is. It's hand, your feet, and your mouth. But the mouth is the worst part because you get these sores. I'll say, Kyle, I love you, Kyle. All right, Kyle's okay. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is caused by a virus, the Coxsackie virus. Stop the giggles. Just giggle. Finish your giggles. All right. Coxsackie virus. It's a virus that causes probably the worst type of blisters in the mouth. And sometimes you'll get a sore throat. Sometimes you'll get, you know, a rash on your buttock area, or you'll get it on your, hands and feet, hands, foot, and mouth. But what's the most significant is what happens in the mouth. And these blisters are so painful, whether they're on the tongue, the gums, inside the cheeks, etc., that you don't want to drink and you don't want to eat. So the biggest concern we have with kids with hand, foot, and mouth, number one, is pretty contagious. You know, when hand, foot, and mouth is going around the school, you know, every kid seems to get it. But we worry they dehydrate. So your job is to make sure that she gets to suck on icicles, ice cream. Sometimes your doctor will have her use Orajel, either baby Orajel or Orajel, because it's a topical lidocaine. You got to be careful. You don't want to overdose them on it. Of course, we'll probably give them some sort of pain meds, Tylenol, etc., just to get them through. But we don't want anything spicy. We don't want anything acidic. We don't want anything to hurt. If any of you have had a canker sore, I imagine multiple in your kid's mouth. Okay? And then, of course, you want to rinse, you know, you want to rinse out their mouth and, you know, with warm water, salt water gargles. Sometimes the problem is salt could still make it sting, you know, although it cleans those wounds out. But I wouldn't panic. Could there be long-term sequela, some serious stuff? Very, very rarely. I've never seen meningitis happen. I know it can. But for the most part, these kids with hand, foot, and mouth, they do pretty well. Okay, so good. All right, good. It's Coxsackie virus. People, honestly, if I can't bring up certain things without you giggling, all right, I'm going to have to, you know, rate this rated R instead of PG. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Matt listening in Tennessee. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Pretty good, Doc Dolly. How you doing?
Not bad. What's going on over there?
Just the same old, you know, as far as day to day, you know, the changing things is like steering a big ship.
Mm-hmm. So what's your question?
But yeah, I wanted to talk about what you were talking about a caller or two ago. I know you don't want to go R-rated, and I don't want to go there either.
Mm-hmm.
But you piqued my interest. Because I've gone through a personal thing. I'm actually divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first marriage, and it was her second marriage. And you were talking about women's sex drives and this and that.
Right.
Well, I had my wife, and I'm pretty virile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still very virile.
Good. How old
are you? I don't
really
have relationships.
How old are you?
I'm 49.
Okay, good, good.
I'm 49. I could still hang out upside down out of the monkey bars and do a set of 30 upside down crunches.
Nice.
Touch my elbows to the rails.
Whew. Good. That's good. Ladies, he's single. Maybe you'll meet somebody on the show. Hey, go on. Sorry, Matt. most people's men can't do that, so that's pretty sexy. All right, go ahead, Matt. So anyway, yeah, so what happened with your – go ahead. Yeah.
She asked me one time when I was going to lose my sex drive. And, you know, for a guy, that's just like saying, you know, okay, buddy, spread your heels shoulder width, and I'm going to take a field goal kick right in the middle.
Right. Well put. I know. Was her sex drive down, or was she checking out of the marriage? What do you think?
Well, and that's conflicting, too. She was in a situation where she was doing a lot of aspartame, and she actually got diagnosed. But we were married 18 years. She was married to her first husband 10 years. But anyway, she was diagnosed by a doctor in Memphis with MS, and they wanted to put her on MS drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty fit. I mean, I always found her attractive. You know, I mean, I did what I did before I married her, but
yeah.
I was totally committed to her and never stepped out, never did anything like that.
So can I ask let me ask you, Matt, in a 14-year marriage, when did the sex stop?
It was 18 years.
Oh, sorry.
We were married in 1993, and the last time we were together was November of 2009, and she told me she hated me.
Oh, no.
When we were doing that. Of course, she'd been telling me she'd been hating me. And, of course, I've got some evidence that she was screwing around. But,
okay.
I'm still trying to figure it out because, you know, I'm hearing you say, you know, vaginal wall is really strong and everything. And I don't doubt that. It must be to be the birth canal. I mean, that's quite a stretch.
Oh, I know,
you know,
man.
Strenuous.
And my kids were scratching as they came out. But see, here's the thing, Matt. If she was pretending she was having a sex drive issue, but then she was messing around, sounds like she was checking out of the marriage long before.
Well, that's kind of the advice that I've gotten.
It's a shame because you sound like a great guy. You know, it just sometimes it's unfortunate, but it happens. I mean, you'll have some women, they really just lose their sex drive, but then you have others where they're, you know, window shopping and they find another dress they want and then they never wear the other dress that they have, even though that other dress is very comfortable and will be with them for life and take care of them till death do they part. Some women, they just like to window shop, and I mean, it happens both sides, men and women, but it's a shame, Matt, because that could have happened, and I hate to see it happen to a nice guy like you, and it's, you know, I mean, the marriage obviously ended, and if she was using the word hate, you know, this woman checked out of it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. She told me that she wanted a divorce during the week that we found out that she was pregnant with my 14-year-old daughter. So we've been married like 4 years, and she ended up staying. And anyway, I'm too laid back, but I just couldn't figure it out. I want to plug guys here a little bit.
Well, does it
not hard to figure out for men?
They are.
But, I always thought that, you know, if you mean what you say and say what you mean and don't step out, don't lay a finger on her and do your best financially towards her, you'll your marriage will last.
I know.
That's not the truth.
Oh, Matt. Oh, Matt. You know, can you stay on? I'd love to talk to you more if you can. We're coming up on break, all right? If not, thank you for your call, Matt. But stay on if you can. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, how many of you are still seeing flashes from looking at the solar eclipse I didn't look straight at it. I know better. I'm a physician. But what I did is that trick we did back in the 1970s. Remember there was a solar eclipse you could see from, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time. So you took an index card and you made a pinhole in it. And then you'd take a look, looking through the pinhole. And now my husband came up with some apparatus. There was a box and he had, I guess, a reflection come off. So all you could see is this little black dot that started to crescent like a moon. I'm like, I gotta attack with this. You know, so I made my own little 1976 contraption. And I took a look and yeah, I saw some spots. but it's kind of serious. You can actually acquire, what is it called? Solar retinopathy. Anytime something happens to the retina in the back of your eye, we call it retinopathy. If your high blood pressure is messing with your retina, we call it hypertensive retinopathy. If the diabetes is messing with your retina, we call it diabetic retinopathy. So you could actually, if you want to sound really scholastic and medical, you know, and let's say the kids don't flush the toilet after they poop, right? Like my family, I don't understand. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. I don't understand why they don't flush. I mean, is it that exhausting to use the toilet paper where you just don't remember to turn back around and flush? Anyway, if you want to scare the family, you could say it's poo-poo retinopathy, right? Or stool retinopathy. Like, oh no, mom's going to hurt her retina by looking at my poo-poo. So just throw retinopathy after it and it sounds pretty good. But absolutely, if you stare at a solar eclipse, not that I think there's another one for a while, or just even staring at the sun. You don't want to stare at the sun, all right? Because you get solar retinopathy. What happens is, I guess, if, you know, even if you're looking at a little pinhole, you get that ray of light that hits the back of the head. Now, your iris, is beautiful color. And in between the, I don't want to say in between, but the center of the eye, you have the black part, which is your pupil. Now, as you know, that dilates when it's dark. And if you look at your cat, when you shine a flashlight on its face, oh, like Jurassic Park, the pupil constricts with the light because it wants as little light coming into the eye as possible to protect it. Yeah, I know. Oh, my cats, they're gorgeous when their pupils are nice and big and they look like Puss in Boots. But then when they get mad or you turn the light on when they were trying to do sleepy sleep, then boom, you know, their pupils and they're ugly when they're like that. My cats look mean, Jurassic Park type eye mean. I freak out. But apparently, you know, many other, it took astronomers, it took researchers even back in the 1600s. From what I remember learning in school that, oh, I'm trying to think, who was famous and he went blind for 3 days for looking at the sun? I'm going to have to, I apologize, I don't remember what I learned back in school. Gosh, it's been so many years. Huh. Remember there was somebody famous, he looked at the sun for like 3 days, you know, he looked at the sun for a little bit, and then all of a sudden he was like blind for 3 days. I'll figure out, oh, Sir Isaac Newton. That's right. Maybe he was watching the apple fall from the tree. He was actually looking at the sun through a mirror. Yeah, he was looking at the sun through a mirror. So it was not so good. So anyway, be careful looking at the sun. You didn't miss much. Honestly, I was trying to watch Game of Thrones, and my husband kept pausing us so we could go look at the eclipse. You couldn't really see the eclipse. You know what I do? I look online, or I watch the YouTube video. There's all these time-lapse now videos of the solar eclipse. Don't ruin your eyes. These other people that have special glasses and special cameras, let them videotape it. All you had to do was probably stick a videotape in front of the sun with some sort of a filter rather than me and my stupid little pinhole thing. But I think I learned my lesson. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently we have a generation of autocorrect people, and this generation can't spell words like necessary, separate. I want to talk about this story a little bit later. Separate was a word I missed in spelling bees. I thought I was a very good student. I was a straight-A student all 12 schools I went to until I was really mad that my folks moved my senior year and I didn't show up to class. But I did really well on my SATs, which I took junior year. And so my family thought I would ace a spelling bee. And separate was a word I missed. I spelled it S-E-P-E-R. S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E instead of S-E-P-A-R. And you never forget that. Once you miss a word in a spelling bee, you never live it down. And I've been kicking myself because I could have probably gone on to more spelling bees and more spelling bees and mainly, you know, maybe finally met some boys, you know, and had a much different life than I did when I was a little kid because I lost that spelling bee. So we're going to talk about that. Looks like a man tried to commit suicide by jumping down Niagara Falls and actually lives. All right. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about dogs being able to determine if you're about to have a diabetic attack. Of course, we always have stories of dogs eating their owner's toes. Right. So we'll talk about that. I guess there's a dad who tried to sew his son's rear end together to stop his Crohn's. I mean, I know the thought has probably entered most of us parents' mind when the kids are poo-pooing a lot, but the kid has Crohn's, for crying out loud. We're going to talk about this Darun Ravi, who was a part of the spy cam case in which Rutgers Tyler Clemente was embarrassed and eventually committed suicide jumping off a bridge. And I guess he only got 30 days jail. That's it. May be deported, may not be. So as you can see, we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of medical news. We'll try to fit it all in. If not, you may have to listen to the next hour or go to our on-demand. You know, anytime you miss a show on the Dr. Dahlia Show, don't be high-fiving yourselves and patting yourselves on the back. Okay, you need to listen. You'll go to my website, hit the on-demand. It'll play the last few hours shows. And if it's not, if you hit it too late in the week, you can go to my podcast on my archives. Okay. Whew. We got a lot. Plus a lot of your phone calls. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million